An extract from notes from the King's Speech in Parliament on the Union, 2nd May 1607, TNA catalogue reference SP14-27F37. In this source, James I's attempt to influence the House is clear as he gives his opinions. A brief of His Majesty's speech to the Parliament the 2nd day of May 1607. My lords, and you, gentlemen of the lower house, the material cause which I sent for you was to expand myself in a speech I lately made unto you. The chief comfort I had was that I hoped I had sown seed in good ground, for it was received with reverence and applause. I pray God my hope be not deceived, and that it may be proven, and that it lighted not in sandy ground or stony, whereby it be choked, neglected, or diverted from growth, but may receive that harvest I wish. I may justly say, it appeared by all symptoms that the most part resolved as I wished. I said not for you because I doubt, but because I would facilitate your proceedings in regard of diverse interpretations made of my speech. I thought best to declare and interpret myself, for iuis est interpretare, iuis est proponete. The person who proposes the matter is the one who should explain it. What I will say shall consist of 3 points. 1. To interpret my meaning in my late speech. 2. To answer objections made amongst you. 3. To deliver my opinion what course I wish to be taken by you. For the first, all applauded the late speech, but when you came to it, some rewrote upon stubble, others upon gold. I come to burn the stubble and to preserve the gold, because I wished a perfect union. Some of you propound that to yourselves, to have presently a perfect union, and no other course.